News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The thing that hasn't changed is a stark warning from Dr. Tony Holohan. It's over the Delta variant this time, which accounts for 20% of Ireland's COVID cases last week. In a couple of moments, we'll be talking to Liam Fanning, Professor Liam Fanning, asking how concerned we need to be about that. Fascinating, though, Ciara. I was watching, I had two screens on the go. I was primarily watching Bowes against Shamrock Rovers. Good night for Bowes, by the way. Unlucky to Shamrock Rovers. Bad luck, but there's always next time. But the thing that really struck me, there was 100 people in Dalymen Park watching the game. Now, Dalymen Park has a small capacity and it's effectively restricted to one stand, but 100 people unbelievably well spread out across the stand. And then I flicked over for the last few moments of the game between Denmark and Finland and Copenhagen, and the stadium in Copenhagen was rammed. Now, it said it was 25,000. I couldn't see 7,000 empty seats, but suffice to say, the stadium was rammed. And I looked up, population of Denmark, very similar to Ireland. COVID cases, pretty similar to us, slightly less. Less people vaccinated than we have. They do a lot more testing and tracing than we do. But it did get me thinking, like, why are we so cautious in terms of reopening? Now, look, I get it. I get there's the issue, and Tony Holohan's obviously right about the Delta variant, and we can't be complacent about that. But it just seems to me that we are way too cautious in terms of sport in particular and watching events.
I'm really glad to hear you say that, because I think we can say till we're blue in the face that we are an outlier in terms of what we're allowed to do here, and that we're an outlier in terms of aviation, and that we're an outlier in terms of our outdoor restrictions in particular. But I think the Euros have crystallised it in the minds of lots of, particularly men around the country, who are glued to it every night and are kind of going, are those stadiums full? What's going on there that we're looking at these?
By the way, not a mask in sight in Copenhagen. Yeah. None at all.
And the thing is, and when you compare it to something like that nonsense we had in the Ivy Gardens there last week, and no disrespect to the artists involved in that, who are, you know, giving it loads, you'd see more people in an afternoon in Herbert Park. We seem to forget that outdoors is 20 times more or less safer than indoors. And once you are outdoors, having like 1 or at most 2 metres between you and other people, you know, removes almost all risk of anything. And instead we have, as you say, 100 people in Dalymount Park. I don't know why we are. I actually think that Ireland, if I was going to be honest, has a slightly anxious disposition, it seems to me, as a nation, because we really have been, the abundance of caution has been our guideline all along, and to a greater extent than other places. And I also think that maybe we are a little bit conformist here. So we didn't really debate any issues around COVID very thoroughly. Instead, what we did was things were proposed, and if you argued against them at all, you were not putting on the green jersey. So we never argued the pros and cons in any real way.
And you know what? I'm cautious. I don't mind caution, but I also want common sense. And if a country like Denmark, that's very like us in how it implements public policy and stuff, has a totally different strategy, I think it's definitely time to say, are we doing it right? And maybe revisit those rules. But look, let us know what you think. Are we too slow to reopen, particularly in terms of live events, outdoor events? Let us know. 53106 for 30 cents, or tweet us at NT Breakfast. Was I the only person who thought it was odd last night to see what was happening in Copenhagen?
No, it's that conversation, because I wasn't watching the Euros, but I was watching the conversations online about the Euros, and everyone is commenting on the fact that the stadiums are full elsewhere and they really aren't here. But look, you're dead right. 53106, let us know. Staying on COVID, and I suppose all things to do with the Delta variant and all of that, we're joined by Professor Liam Fanning, Professor of Immunovirology at UCC. Liam, you heard what Shane just said there about looking at the Euros last night, Denmark v Finland in Copenhagen, a country of similar population, slightly less people vaccinated and a reasonably similar incidence of COVID. Those stadiums aren't completely full, but are mostly full. Why are we the outlier, and are we right and they're wrong, or is it vice versa?
Oh, Ciara, if you had an answer to why we are the outlier, God, I think you could, you might as well run off now and buy your Euro ticket, because it perplexes me considerably as to why we're an outlier in lots of things to do with COVID, longest lockdown, lack of use of antigen tests. And I think, you know, one of the things that might kind of assuage Dr. Houlihan's concerns is that if the vaccination was open to everybody now, we've more or less done the over 40s. Those who are going to get sick have been vaccinated more or less, except for that unfortunate few between 60 and 69 who are waiting on their second AstraZeneca. And you know my opinion on that. I think they should be just given Pfizer straight away, no delay whatsoever. And by opening up the vaccine portal to those over 16 for Pfizer, 18 for Moderna, we target those individuals where the infection is currently running. At least, look, it's hard to get kind of concrete data at the moment, still feeling the side effects of the hack. But it's safe to say that it's probably the median age is in the high 20s to maybe the early 30s. And by opening up the vaccine portal, you know, we give everybody an opportunity to kind of be vaccinated. I think it's time we stop this age-related access to this.
Well, you have pointed out that once you get a little bit younger into the younger cohorts, the difference between somebody who's 38 and somebody between 21, the actual differences in risks is relatively small. Can I ask you, because I will be talking to Dr. Gabriel Scally later on in the programme as well. Can I ask you just about the Delta variant? The note of caution that is being struck by Neffet and by Dr. Tony Holohan and by our public health doctors, the Delta variant. What is the risk? You're quite right. Most people over the age of 40 have been vaccinated. There is a cohort that over the next 4 weeks will be vaccinated with the second AstraZeneca if the plans don't change. But most people over the age of 40 and most of the medically vulnerable are vaccinated. So let's just talk about the under 40, Liam. Under 40 healthy people, what is the risk from the Delta variant? Why this note of caution? Does it really matter if the Delta variant spreads here, if the people who get it aren't going to get very sick?
Okay, if I try to put myself in Dr. Hulan's shoes for a second, I suppose maybe where he's coming from is that if we get large numbers, and I'm talking very large numbers of that age group, we'll say 16 to 40 infected, then undoubtedly some numbers will end up in hospital and undoubtedly some numbers of them will end up maybe in ITU. And maybe it's from that perspective, but our hospitals have an enormous capacity at this stage to handle a very large hospital requirement for COVID-19. And I don't see us actually, frankly, getting back to where we were in January, where we were overwhelmed because we have vaccinated the vulnerable. So I'm on the one hand, I'm trying to kind of, we'll say, put myself in Neffet's shoes and kind of understand if the numbers get really, really large. But I think, and I've used this phrase before, we had become paralysed at one stage by the notion of a variant this and a variant that, while understanding at the same time then, and I can't square this off, that the vaccines gave us wonderful protection against all the variants that have arisen.
He also said it was eliminated among the vaccinated group. Just for a last question, just for reasons of timing. Can you put a figure on it? Obviously, very, very large numbers of cases in the under 40s. As you say, there would be a trickle down into hospital. There would be a trickle down into ICU. But what is the actual... We heard 1 in 200 was the fatality rate of COVID across the population. But that took into account very high rates of mortality among the very elderly. In the under 40s, what is the fatality rate of COVID?
I actually don't know what the real figure is for that, because I think it's actually, we don't get a breakdown in Ireland so much of the under 40s
wondering
daily.
So
why we don't know is a good question. But also we know from the UK that those that are actually ending up in hospital are the unvaccinated. And of them, it's the same fatality rate as it has been in general. So I'm dependent on the UK figures. And I think it was 1 in 1,000 were ending up in hospital of those infected. And of those, then it would be a smaller number then that would end up obviously.
1 in 1,000. OK.
I think so. Yeah.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. As ever, a rock of sense. That is Professor Liam Fanning there, Professor of Immunovirology in UCC.